Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Danny Thompson, the former head of the AFL-CIO, will be talking against question three. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Don Tatro, Mary Lau, and Ernie Adler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
I don't want to have this talk with you.
It's not us. It's you.
It's you.
It's you, Envy Energy.
You take us for granted.
We want to see other providers.
It's your rate hikes.
It's like I'm your ATM.
Is that what you think of me?
Really?
We're tapped out.
In this service?
Ugh.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
We just want choices.
We deserve better.
Sorry, Envy Energy.
You'll have to spill a choice.
Competition means lower rates. Break up with Envy Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question three.
It's over.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Thompson, used to be the head of the AFL-CIO, and now is a consultant with Community Strategies, his own company, where he's making a ton of money now.
I don't know that.
Like the old days. Pleasure to have you on the program. You are somebody is definitely against question three.
Yes.
Which is the energy choice question. And this is turning out to be maybe as big, if not bigger, than the governor's race in terms of the amount of money being dumped into this thing. And then you've got a second issue, which is where you've got Tom Steyer from California trying to push the renewable energy portfolio up to 50% for the state of Nevada. And there's a lot of pundits now saying that that's going to come into play in terms of question three. Where do we sit right now, in your opinion, with question three, which passed by an overwhelming majority, 72%, in the last election cycle, but with $30 million coming from NV Energy, maybe not so much in this next cycle?
Well, clearly passed by a large margin, but people didn't know what they were voting for. They thought they were voting on solar, and actually question three is detrimental to solar. It's detrimental to net metering customers because they're paid a premium for their power, and if this thing passes, there won't be anybody to pay that premium for them. But there is a specific problem, specific to Reno and Sparks, I think, that people have totally overlooked. The PUC did a investigatory docket at the urging of the governor's committee, and they did this investigation and put out a report with a list of key findings. In that report, because what question three says is NV Energy would have to divest themselves of generation and become a wires-only company. That would be the net effect. Right now in Reno, if you are a gas customer, if you have gas at this building or if you have gas at home, that's provided to you by Sierra Pacific Resources, which is NV Energy. And currently, the gas that is used to power Reno for their electricity is at Stacy, and at Tracy, I mean. And if NV Energy has to divest itself of generation, Tracy would be sold off. Right now, the transportation cost of gas to your home is bundled in the electrical rate. And in that PUC report, it said that of the 165,000 customers in Reno and Sparks, they would have to then incur those transportation costs as they were unbundled from the electrical rate and would be shifted to your gas price. Your bill and the price of your gas would go up. In that report, it said between $20 and $25 million a year, depending on the time of year, for 165,000 people. That's what your gas is going to go up in this county for no reason, other than Tracy goes offline and is now those costs are borne by every resident of Washoe County.
Okay, so one disclaimer is that both sides are putting money into Nevada Newsmakers as they are into other news programs in terms of sponsorship. So let's put that on the table. And let's also put on the table that I'm going to have both sides on this program all the way through Election Day. And so I'm going to play devil's advocate, you know, at every step of the way. So first of all, let me ask you, if you're talking about $25 million split between $165,000, I don't want to go to my phone and do the calculation, but how much would that be, for example, on somebody's average bill?
Well, it would depend on how much you use, right? But, you know,
Are we talking $10 a month, $5 a month, $1 a month?
We're talking $25, depending on who you are. If you're a restaurant that's burning a lot of gas, you're going to get a significant hit. And this is an indisputable fact. In fact, that's the way it's referred to in the PUC report, that there's no disputing this. We can argue about all the other components that, you know, somebody knows this is going to happen. No, this is definitely going to happen. And if you're in Reno or Sparks and you vote for this thing, you're voting to increase your gas bill significantly.
Okay, so as I said, I'm going to play devil's advocate with both sides in this. And so I'm going to say to you, first of all, you say it's definitely going to happen, but somebody's going to buy that Tracy power plant. Somebody's going to operate that Tracy power plant. And what is to say that that number is going to go up? Second of all, the PUC has been dealing with NV Energy for decades in one form or another, because it was Nevada Power and Sierra Pacific Resources for many years before they combined. And a lot of people would say that they have a relationship between them, that they are not necessarily a fair broker in terms of that report that came out, that they were pretty much on NV Energy's side rather than being an independent arbiter.
Well, I would tell you, I've been around the PUC my whole life. As you know, I was a former legislator, and I chaired the committee for years and years that oversaw the PUC. And I would tell you, they are not a friend of NV Energy's. NV Energy is controlled by the PUC. And that's one of the reasons that this is a bad idea. In Texas, for instance, now all of a sudden, where they've deregulated, they have these cliff pricings, they call it, where they offer you a deal where, you know, you're going to get power for 2.3 cents a kilowatt, but, you know, if you go over 1,000 kilowatt, then you have this astronomical price, you know, that the example was you went from $23 a month in the newspaper that they used, you went from $23 a month to $239 a month because you used one more kilowatt than you did, than you contracted for. And that's what's happening in those places. Right now, Nevada has the lowest residential rate of all the deregulated states. And so, really, there's no place for this to go. And then if you add the gas thing in Reno and Sparks, this is insane. And you really should check that out. I mean, you should get the report and read that. That's not something
is in dispute. You know, the Las Vegas Review-Journal is saying that competition is good, that you have other entities come in. You have the example, for example, of all these major companies, the major casino operators, who are paying huge fees just to get away from NV Energy in terms of where they buy their power. And they're looking at it going, hey, you know, obviously, we're not going to spend $78 million to get out of NV Energy if there were no benefit to us for doing this.
So what the law says is, the law, which was passed a couple years ago, 4 years ago, I believe, it says if you use a megawatt or more, you're allowed to leave the system and you're not held to the monopolistic company. But if you leave the system, you have to pay an exit fee. That exit fee is not a penalty. It's to make you and I whole so that our bills don't go up. That's the reason they have to pay that exit fee. You know, because you just don't build a 4,000-room hotel and turn the lights on. Infrastructure changes have to be made. Everybody pays for that.
And those are put in place prior to a project coming online.
Yes.
So that's why that fee comes in.
Those fees are really to protect you and I, because the reality is, If you're a large user like that, in that report, the PUC said, yeah, you're probably going to get a better deal. You'll probably be able to buy power cheaper because you're buying massive amounts. But in that same report, they said if you're a residential customer, your rates will go up to $20 to $27 a year for 10 years. And after 10 years, they say that it would level off.
Now, is that because those companies are leaving or just because of what's coming down the pike?
Well, that's because under a whole deregulation of generation, you would have to pay stranded costs, number one. There's 145 million.
And that means that if somebody has a power plant that they've already put in place, that you would have to pay for the life of that power plant as part of the
settlement. Or a contract. So NV Energy has entered into contracts, long-term contracts, that it will be unconstitutional for them to own. And it will be unconstitutional for the own Tracy, by example. Those contracts will have to be bought by someone. And the estimation in that report is $4 billion, but I've heard numbers as high as $12 billion. That $4 billion is going to be borne by the ratepayers. And in California, when they did this, it was $43 billion. It took them 12 years with 10% increases in their bills to pay that off. In fact, they're still paying on it. And we're still paying on the last deregulation. The last time they tried this in Nevada, which, thank God, Kenny Gwynn came in and undid it, we're still paying for that. I will tell you that, the PUC, that report is pretty unbiased. It's not lean toward NV Energy.
Let me ask you this. When you're traveling around the country as you do you use Uber?
Actually, I've only used Uber once in my life, but I have used it, yes.
Okay, did you like it?
It worked out good, yeah.
And when you look at Southern Nevada, where we have a lot of viewers and listeners, the people that live in the residential areas love Uber because it actually shows up as
sure.
against the cab companies that don't show up. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that the future technologies that are now blowing up almost every industry in this country are going to have the same effect on the energy industry?
Well, Uber, a cab ride, and the power to my home are two entirely different things.
No, I know, but I'm just hoping. We're going to have you back many times before election day to talk about this. I'm just saying
sure.
that new technologies,
oh, yeah.
new ways of doing things
no question.
Are blowing up the old way of doing things.
No question.
And it seems to me that there are lots of opportunities for new technologies to come
no
in and blow this up.
No question. And that's why deregulation is a bad idea, because in states that have done this, Massachusetts and Illinois, their attorney generals are calling on legislators to undo it because of the scams and fraud that's being perpetrated on the people, where they go door to door, they telemarket you, they call you and say, Sam, we got a great deal for you. We'll give you 1,000 kilowatts for 2.3 cents a kilowatt. They don't tell you that if you go over a kilowatt, you're going to get a, $300 bill. And it's to the point that the attorney generals, especially in Massachusetts, had said, stop, we need to go back to a regulated system, because this isn't a cab ride. We're talking about the power. And listen, in Las Vegas, I have a home there. And right now, you cannot live in Las Vegas if your power goes off. You can't stay in the house. You'll be dead. I mean, literally, you have to go somewhere.
Okay, but I mean, that's not a good argument against deregulation, is the fact if we deregulate, you're going to be dead. I mean,
No, I'm not. I'm just
okay,
saying
let's
that
take a
Uber
break.
Let's take a break. Power,
I have a couple of other quick topics for you,
sure.
and then we'll come back to this many times before
election day. Sure,
I'm
looking forward to it.
And we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, Go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Thompson, used to head up the AFL-CIO. He's now a consultant with his own company, Community Strategies. Wanted to ask you about the Supreme Court decision that is, you know, a lot of people are saying, including the New York Times, a blow to groups that benefit from labor funding. It strikes down mandatory union fees for government workers. How do you think this is going to play into the elections, especially with Citizens United in full force?
Well, you know, in Nevada, I don't think in Nevada it's going to play much of a role because Nevada is a right-to-work state, and, you know, those negotiation fees or whatever you want to call them, if there are people paying them, there's very few people. And in other states, though, where...
Hang on. You mean that people are not paying union dues in Nevada?
They're paying union dues, but these aren't
union
dues.
They don't have to.
Yeah, they don't have to. These are not union dues, though. These are like... this is a fee based on representation, so that you're just paying for negotiations or for arbitrations, or because that stuff's expensive. In Nevada, a right-to-work state says you can belong to the union and I have to represent you, but you don't have to pay me. Well, if I represent you and a case goes to arbitration, it's like going to court. It is court, and it's very expensive. And if I have to negotiate a contract for you, you know, those costs are very expensive. And so that's what dues are about. That's part of dues. And so the part that would go to that work is paid by those types of fees. But like I said, I don't know how many people, I don't think there's that many people in Nevada that pay those fees. So the impact in Nevada is going to be minimal.
And is it mostly government workers?
Government workers
that,
only.
That are, is going to mm-hmm. apply to. So for example, a teachers union, not going to kick in there?
The teachers union would be the only one I don't know about because I never represented them, but they would be someone who could be paying those fees.
Okay, last really quick question, really quick answer. Over the last few years, we've talked about 100,000 workers not employed in the construction business. Is there anybody who wants a job that's not employed in the construction business in Nevada right now?
The biggest problem for a contractor right now is other contractors trying to steal your workers. I mean, literally, they are all working in this state. You know, in Las Vegas, you've got the expansion of the convention center. You've got the Raiders Stadium.
Quick answer. Which part of quick answer? We're out of time. We've got to make some money here.
Yeah, right.
Danny Thompson, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. Don Tatro is here, the Executive Director of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. Mary Lau is President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Ernie Adler is the former state senator. So I bring this up because I think it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. We had, according to the New York Times and all the major media, a leftist wins the Mexican presidency in a landslide with a mandate to reshape the nation. At the same time, over this past weekend, the New York Times published a lengthy article on what it takes for somebody to come from Central America, south of Mexico, to get into Mexico and into the United States, how much money they have to pay, and how the bribes to the police in Mexico, there's actually a set fee structure that you pay, I think it was $62, and the police were saying to this one person that they followed on their travels up north, you know what the fee is, and that money was paid along the way. So what do you think the chances are with somebody who's being regarded as a leftist Donald Trump and a Donald Trump and the corruption in Mexico for us to move forward?
I'm always hopeful. It seems like we've had a lot of people come into office in Mexico to try and get rid of the corruption. It needs to happen. Our immigration system is broken, and I don't know that we have the political leadership currently to fix it or the will to fix it. And so I hope that there is something done that does weed out the corruption. It's sad that this is such a, you know, the coyotes and the people, the smugglers, have created such an industry to bring people here. And I've visited the Yuma Border Patrol section, and it's sad, it's scary, and those people don't value human life. So we need to figure out a way to fix it.
You're talking about the coyotes.
The coyotes, yeah. It is frightening to see how they operate on both sides of the border. And so any corruption that we can get rid of in Mexico would obviously help.
Yes, it was very interesting to see that for those that run out of money, because there's money to be paid in ransoms all along that travel from Guatemala or El Salvador or wherever, if you run out of money, then you become a drug mule if you still want to come over to the United States.
Yeah, it's called mordida.
But one of the things I remember when Dawn Gibbons was running for Congress, mm-hmm. I went down with her to the border in Arizona, and it was interesting watching videos because you would have four or five Border Patrol agents, and you would have 100 people running across the border at the same time. They could only grab so many. The others were going to make it past. As long as you're making $1 a day versus making, $10 an hour, are you not going to try to come to the United States?
Well, it's a little bit different because some of it is trying to make things better for their family. Some of it is getting away from an oppressive government. And some of it is just pure politics, pure money, pure greed, pure coyote money and stuff like this. But it's until it gets straightened out appropriately. But this new Mexican president was running on, we're not going to engage in the drug war. We are not going to send our military to try to get the cocaine and other drug lords and stuff. We're not going to send our police to try to protect the U.S. border, and we're going to renegotiate NAFTA ourselves. So it's like, good luck, honey, because he actually formed a third party in order to win. Bernie couldn't do it as a socialist, so he became, a Democrat. But this guy formed a third party. It's going to be interesting to see because that graft is so, I lived in Mexico, as you guys know, and that graft is so, it's just the system, and it's just so well accepted and so part of the problem and not part of the solution kind of thing. It's like, well, we can find a solution if you got enough money. So,
Ernie, you know, as people have watched the videos of these children being separated at the border from their families, that really turned on this engine. But do you see it going anywhere?
Well, I think it will, because the problem hasn't been solved, and I think until it's solved, people are going to continue to protest. I haven't run into hardly anyone that thinks that's a good idea to separate a two-year-old from his or her mother.
But that isn't a solution, because immigration reform is the solution, and that just seems to be so distant.
Well, I think after the midterm elections, I think it will get back on the table, and I think there is a possibility that we'll see something happen.
Don, for your industry, would it not be a wonderful thing to have more employees in an industry, as Danny Thompson said, there's nobody that doesn't have a job in your industry?
Absolutely. We need to have some sort of immigration. We're trying actively on the federal level to make construction a skilled labor so that they enter into a higher path to come here. But the reality is we're not filling that pipeline. The average age of a plumber in the United States is 57 years old. So we need to fill this gap, and that's where it's being filled. We're at 100% employment here, and the only way you get new employees is to poach them from the guy down the street, and that doesn't work when we're trying to build homes and build gigafactories and that kind of thing in the northern Nevada.
Well, it only works if you've got a pocket full of cash and you can actually make that deal work. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Ray Hager and I speak with Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks. We'll see you then.